You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
He's Mr. Andrew Siciliano. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Gentlemen, happy Friday to you and yours.
Thank you very much, and same to you. I saw you up there on the TikTok walking along the beach looking really cool.
Yeah, just, you know, sometimes. So I go on my run every day, and then you got to, you know, after, you, that's where I do my deep thinking.
Nice. Mm, yeah.
My post is deep thinking. So then, you know, you're walking it out afterwards, and then you're. Sometimes I talk into my phone and I look like a lunatic walking on the sidewalk by myself, or other people walk by and go, why is that guy talking to his phone?
I think that's really cool. It's the way to do it.
But I'm glad that you like it.
Hey, Shadur Sanders and Andrew Siciliano in a podcast. Tell me more.
Yeah, we taped it last week. Best podcast available that we do with Jason Gibbs with Gibbe every week here in the off season. So we did one with Dylan Gabriel. Did one with Dylan Sampson, did one with Shador Sanders, taped them last weekend, and this one just dropped. It's it was recorded after the first day of practice, so Saturday morning, before the second day of practice. And there's a little insight. We haven't posted the clip yet, but it's in there if you want to watch the full pod. A little insight on the number 12, which I found interesting.
All right, good.
Are you going to give us any?
That's why you listen to the podcast.
Give the man his clicks.
Actually, no, guys, as we were standing there, we were talking about the jersey, because he had just gotten off the podium, and remember someone asked on the podium last Saturday, hey, you going to buy the number 2 from DeAndre Carter? And he made the crack about, like, you know, fifth-round pick, I don't have a lot of money right now. Huh. It's not like, you know, first-round paycheck where I might be going to buy a jersey.
Right.
And we were talking. So let's talk about the number 12. I go, it's dad's number backwards. Deion wore 21.
Yeah, Jeff said that too.
And he looks at me, he's like, yeah, you get it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. So maybe that's an admission.
Yeah.
He had not been asked about that on the podium, or I hadn't heard him asked about that anywhere else. It was kind of like the smile, mm-hmm, you get it, admission that that was at least one of the rationale.
I would have
picking number 12.
Yeah. I would have said Carlton Fisk to him at that point too, and I'm sure he would have been like, what?
Right, because he's going to remember the Red Sox catcher from the 70s,
that's right,
15 years before he was born.
Switching from what, 27 to 17? Or 27
72.
To 72.
Yeah. Right, actually 25 years before he was born.
Of course.
Yeah, go for that one. Try that.
I'm just trying to help you out, Andrew. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Family show here. Come on, please.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Okay. I think this is going to be fun. I think it's going to be fascinating. I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. The old expression, you know, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't really have one. What if you have four quarterbacks?
It's May 15th. What is it? 16th, right?
16th. Yeah, good.
Yeah, no, everything you said is right. It's early. Like that, and that was kind of the point I made. I didn't think that, you know, that video was going to get picked up by other people. This is the point I was making. And it was a point I think Kevin Stefanski made on the podium as well. And that is, guys, like, pump the brakes. I mean, this is, It's a rookie mini camp, but it's an orientation, really, if anything. It's, can you digest the playbook? And Shador in the interview was talking about, like, what he talked about on the podium. Like, he was in the hotel room cramming and watching the Cavs game and trying to learn the playbook. It's an orientation. It's like putting the whole draft process behind you, which is exhausting. And we talked about that as well, right? You're going all over the country. You're doing the pro days. I mean, you're doing 50 million interviews. You're not necessarily like focusing on football, no matter how much you try to work out. And it's getting to know your teammates. It's like doing HR paperwork and like meeting everyone in the cafeteria and getting fitted for a helmet and a jersey. And then also playing football, like 7-on-7, some 11-on-11. I mean, it's no contact. The idea that any grand conclusions can be drawn from 3 days of rookie mini camp. And I realized that the assembled media there, and I was there Friday and Saturday, Sunday was not open to the media. People had different opinions. Maybe one day one looked better and the other day the other looked better. My point is, it's May. Like, there are no grand conclusions to be taken from rookie minicamp. They both had some very good moments, and at times they both look like rookies. But I think the most important thing was that they both acquitted themselves fantastically in the building and on the podium, connecting with fans and the media. They said all the right things. They presented themselves well. And I think check, check, check. You know, call me in September.
All right. So this said, and you did a great job of laying out your argument. I've been asking everyone this. Give me the Andrew Siciliano quarterback depth chart.
Well, I mean, if there were a game tomorrow, it would be Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco.
No, you got to pick one.
These guys, I would say, it's a great question. I might lean Kenny Pickett right now. I might. Look, if Shador Sanders hadn't fallen to the fifth round, your quarterback room would be Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and Dylan Gabriel. And you would probably say it's a competition between Pickett and Flacco. Pickett's the younger one. And Dylan Gabriel is going to learn and be the rookie and be the understudy and learn from two veterans. And if one was demonstrably better than the other, then sure. But it's Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco. Here you have two rookies, and you add another one to the mix, and it's going to be fascinating. But I think the good thing is you have two joint practices with the Panthers and the Eagles. You get a lot of work done in joint practices. You get 180 players combined between the two teams. You got a lot going on. And you have three meaningful preseason games. Like, gone are the days. This summer will be different. Gone are the days of this preseason game means nothing. These preseason games truly do mean something, and that's going to be fun.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I think you're right about that. Let me go from quarterback to running back, and it's one of my favorite things because I love the fact that they drafted two running backs. I don't love the fact that Nick Chubb is not on this team right now.
Agree.
But I understand it, Andrew. How do you see this thing playing out? And is Jerome Ford going into camp as 1 or 1A, or is Jerome Ford looking at two rookies and thinking, especially after, you know, adjusting his contract?
That's a very good question. I think it's backfield by committee.
truly. I think Jerome Ford, as the veteran in the room, if you had to say right now who's on the field on third down, is Jerome Ford. You got to trust him in pass pro more so than a rookie. That's a thing for any NFL head coach or OC or offensive line coach, is can I trust a rookie running back in pass protection on third down? So Jerome Ford, I think, has the leg up there. He did enough. Ford did, I think, to earn carries this year. Absolutely. I mean, he had explosives last year. If you look at his numbers, they're better than I think people, better than the eye test at times. It's a three-headed monster. And as for Nick Chubb, I want him back as well. I think, obviously, Andrew said, AB said, it's increasingly unlikely. Yeah. It is tough out there for a veteran running back. I don't know what Nick wants to get paid, and I don't know if he has an offer in front of him somewhere else that he has not yet said yes to. He is a veteran running back that will undoubtedly find a job come playoff time. Come training camp time, beg your pardon. The question is it with the Browns? I think with the Browns, maybe, and this is just my gut, he fills that Kareem Hunt, in case of an injury, you're the first guy we're calling role. But you can't stop him from getting another job, because right now the Browns don't have one for him necessarily that they can agree on.
I get that. I'm excited about Judkins. I'm excited about Samson. The minute they drafted those two guys, I thought, boy, Nick coming back here as a third guy doesn't sound right. And would 1-1A and one of those rookies come? It's a tough mix. And when Andrew Berry said what he said, Andrew, I thought, well, that's exactly what I've been thinking about this. And it's interesting to hear him say that. So many great running backs do not spend their entire career with one team and finish like with a year or two or three with another team. That might be what happens with Nick Chubb. And if so, best of luck to him if he wants to keep playing. But, man, I wish you were here.
I wish you were here as well. And I thought what AB said as well, you try to make unemotional football decisions, yet do it as empathetically as possible with the human being that you love, who has been a cornerstone of this community, most importantly, and of this franchise since he was drafted in 2018. It's going to be hard to see the Cleveland Browns without Nick Chubb. But I think that's what we have to come to accept is likely going to happen. I'll never say never. And AB said, I'll never say never. There's absolutely a scenario, because this is a tough sport and injuries happen. Someone is going to sign Nick Chubb, and I hope it is the Browns. Now, you hope it's not because of an injury, but, you know, we'll see what happens. If he finds another job out there, I will be rooting for him.
Yep.
He will be my favorite non-Brown, let's put it that way, in the NFL. I play fantasy football, but I'm not someone who screams and yells and jumps up and down. Right? When my fantasy team does something, I have no control over. Like, what did I do? I put the obvious guy in the lineup, and if he scores a touchdown, yay. Like, he has no emotional impact on me. But Nick Chubb, that would be different. I'm going to cheer for Nick Chubb wherever he is.
Andrew, the schedule came out this week. Without getting into all the trite questions about the schedule, just what did you think? What were your overall thoughts? And obviously 13 1 o'clock games.
I think they deserved a primetime game. I can make the argument that any AFC North game that you put in primetime, you're fine. You're scheduling a safe game and a good, entertaining, storyline-filled matchup. There is a reason that when Hard Knocks picked a division to do a series on, the first one they picked was the AFC North. I think the Browns deserve to be in primetime. They were also picking second overall, so I get it. They do have a standalone game, which is London, obviously. The Titans do not. The Titans have no game outside of a 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock window. So they have every right to be more upset than the Browns are. But I think the Browns are a brand that always draw. What I don't like is the fact, and I know it's New York. I get it. It's New York. But the Giants have three primetime games. They finished with the same record as the Browns and the Titans. And they have three. The Giants since 2020 are 2-15 in primetime. So they're not good TV historically the last 5 years. So I would argue the Browns should get ahead of them in that pecking order. But you have, if you look at the December schedule, you have an opportunity, if you can navigate the schedule and be in contention, or at least be good TV down the stretch, look at Buffalo and Pittsburgh and all those games in December. Don't tell me that one of those isn't flex worthy, but you got to make it flex worthy.
Got about 30 seconds. Ideal situation. Do you think the Browns would like to see Kenny Pickett come in and look really good in his fourth NFL season and be the guy? A 40-year-old Joe Flacco look like he did for five games, or one of these rookies surprise like crazy and just flat out go win that starting job?
I think there's no wrong answer to any of those. I think in a perfect scenario in December, the Browns are playing meaningful football with at least an idea of who their long-term answer could be.
Okay. Great to have you with us, buddy.
Love you guys.
Podcast, you. Shadur Sanders, out right now. Where can people find it? Anywhere they get their podcast?
All the Cleveland Browns platforms. Browns YouTube, Browns Social, anywhere. Go find it.
Done. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
See you guys.
Andrew Siciliano on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.